A federal lawsuit against the state of Nevada was filed earlier this year by an anti-legal brothel lawyer, claiming sex trafficking is rampant in the businesses. And while brothel owners deny this, the suit aims to ban brothels in Nevada. A prospective defendant is looking to add himself to the suit, and KUNR's Bree Zender is here to tell us about it. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Michelle.
So tell me about this this man who is seeking to be added as a defendant.
Yeah, so his name is Russell Greer. He is a disability rights advocate. And he lives in Salt Lake City. He's attempting to add himself as a defendant in this federal lawsuit. He says that legal brothels are the only place that he can pursue a romantic and sexual relationship. He says because the muscles in his face are paralyzed, that takes him out of a typical dating pool. And Greer started seeing sex workers a few years ago in Utah, where it is illegal. And he said to me over Skype that fear of being arrested brought him to the brothels, legal brothels here in Nevada.
It really boosts my self-esteem. It is nice to be with someone who listens to you and who will touch, you know, there's mutual touching and, you know, just having a companion.
And as Greer says, this provides him with an opportunity for intimacy that he doesn't normally have. And by adding his name to this particular lawsuit, he wants to preserve the state's brothel system so that he can continue to do that.
Bree, is Russell Greer's situation common based on some of the reporting that you've done?
So there's not really numbers of the ratio of people who have disabilities versus people who don't have disabilities who visit brothels. That's just not really a number that one can come up with. But, you know, anecdotally, I've been covering this topic for about a year now in Nevada. Nearly every sex worker that I've spoken to say that folks with disabilities are a good portion of their client base. But we also want to be careful not to generalize because people with disabilities are, you know, a wide spectrum of people and not everyone feels the need to visit brothels.
Bree, remind me about the plaintiffs in this case. Who are they and what are they arguing?
Sure. So there's three plaintiffs in this case. One of them, the one that's received the most media attention, is Rebecca Charleston. She was someone who was forced into prostitution as a teenager, and one of her traffickers forced her into a legal brothel in Nevada. She says that because prostitution is legal in Nevada, it attracts a bunch of illegal sex trafficking and a higher illegal sex trafficking trade that isn't there in other states. Her lawyer, Jason Guinasso, says that because there are legal brothels in Nevada and they have promotions online, it's bringing people over state lines, which violates the Mann Act, which prohibits people from traveling over state lines for immoral things. That's 1910 language, immoral things like prostitution.
And returning to Greer, who wants to become a defendant, he isn't new to advocating for legal prostitution. Tell me about that.
Sure. So a couple of years ago, he filed a business license application in Salt Lake City. He wanted to start his own brothel. The business license was at first accepted by mistake, but then was retracted when they found out he was wanting to start a brothel. And he sued the state of Utah. The case was dismissed, but he did want to take it to the Supreme Court to try to, in an attempt to legalize brothels everywhere, really. He compared it to the same-sex marriage case where, you know, a couple was denied a marriage license and then they sued and took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And then it was legalized everywhere back in 2015. So he was aiming for that kind of similar trajectory for this suit. But, not much has been brewing about the suit since then.
Okay. And yeah, what's the status of the suit right now? I mean, what else can you tell us?
Sure. So the original defendant, the state of Nevada, is attempting to have the lawsuit dismissed. And Story County Commissioner and Mustang Ranch brothel owner Lance Gilman has also added himself as a defendant. He says he wants to preserve the system for the safety and well-being of the women who work there. And the suit is still in its discovery period. So it's a period of time where both sides of the suit go and research and try to find evidence to support their cases. So, that's where it's at.
Thanks for the update, Bree.
You're very welcome.
You can find more of Bree's reporting on this lawsuit at KUNR.org. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.